Hello there, and welcome. Our Daily Bread would like to encourage you today with a reading titled, What's Your Reputation? Was written by Arthur Jackson. At the local high school sporting events, Ted was the largest and loudest cheerleader in the stands. Before degenerative condition took its toll on him, he stood 6 feet 6 inches tall and weighed 290 pounds. Ted's crowd-stirring chants of blue, the school's color, and candy tossing at school events were legendary, earning him the name Big Blue. But Ted's reputation in his community wasn't just for cheerleading. Neither was it for the alcohol addiction he experienced as a younger man. No, he will be remembered for his love for God and family, for his generosity and kindness. At a 4-hour homegoing service that celebrated his life, person after person came forward to testify about the vibrant Christ-like ways of a man who'd been rescued from darkness by the power of Jesus through the gospel. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, Paul reminded believers that they were once darkness, but quickly noted, "But now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light." Such is the call for every believer in Jesus. Children of light, like Ted, have much to offer those engulfed in the world's darkness. Fruitless deeds of darkness are to be avoided. Those in our communities and throughout the world need the brilliant, distinctive witness of those upon whom Jesus has shined. How distinctive? As different as light is from darkness. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 through 14. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Now, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, while the enemy wants us to live in the past where there's lies, shame, and defeat, help us to live by our true identity, which is found through your Son. No longer bound by a sinful past, we now can stand victorious, made more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And it's through his name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.